Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, everyone. This is Trina Newby, project manager for Nicola Smith Jackson.
All
she
right.
will be right on.
All right. Good morning, family. I was right there on mute. Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are rolling out. We're heading into Little Rock, Arkansas, guys. And so we have a very, very short but powerful call for you on this morning. Our topic has been keep your eye on your prize, taking dominion through the power of focus. We have been going through and realize that God has mandated us to do massive and big things, meaning taking dominion, ruling over these things here in the earth, and that our plan that's already been set by God was for us to prosper and do big things. But it's through us coming to God in prayer. Now, today, we're going to be discussing that the opportunity will always be bigger than the obstacle. If you can catch a hold of what we're about to discuss today, things are going to change for you in a major way. We know that our focus should be on faith. We know that our faith will be tested. But on today, we have to ask God to show us the opportunity where it will just overtake the obstacles. This is going to give you the faith to keep going. Guys, I am a living testament that every single thing that I've done that can be considered big, there were prices to pay, there were tests to pass, there were obstacles to move forward beyond. And what I have found is that the obstacles are always going to show up. But through faith and through that persistency and consistency, the opportunity is always shown to be bigger than any obstacle. Our scripture today is going to be coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 14. We got to go to the word first, and let's give him some honor on today. The opportunity is bigger than the obstacle. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we're so joyous and we're glad to be in the land of the living. Dear Lord, right now as we're coming to you, boldly but humbly before your throne to make our petitions made known. Dear Lord, right now as we are going forward, oh dear Lord, and we're not in full understanding of what it is that you have for us as we are pursuing our purpose, oh Father God. We'll ask your Holy Spirit to take full control over our mind and even those thoughts, because we know that these thoughts are things. Right now, oh dear Lord, as we are beginning to see that the opportunity is much bigger than the obstacle, let us pursue that opportunity with all of our heart, our minds, and our souls. Dear Lord, right now, as we are getting clear on what it is that you would have us to do, our purpose, that specific plan that we know will lead us into prosperity, We want clarity on that, and we want to move forward. And we want to ask you to give us the strength to be consistent. Give us the strength to be persistent to the next level in your kingdom, in our lives. And we bless your holy name and cover and seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we are continuing on this series, you know, I know that people are running through obstacles. Myself, well, now it's going to be 10 years. And what I see is that everyone believes that their problems or their challenges in their life or why they can't be successful is unique. And yes, it is unique. Maybe because you're the only one that knows the depth of your obstacle or your challenge. But what I want you to know is that everyone has them. Everyone has them. But my question to you is, have you ever asked God to remove them? Have you ever asked God to remove those stumbling blocks out of your way so that you can pursue the purpose that he has for you? I want to read a scripture out of the book of Isaiah, and I am telling you that this has been a scripture that my grandmother used to share all the time. It was two that she would always say, and I didn't understand what that meant, and I would hear it over and over. And I got to ask the rest of my siblings and my cousins and everything, did they remember her talking about these two scriptures? I know that they know about Matthew 6 and 33, but there was one that she would say about that the brick that the builder refuses will become the chief cornerstone. We know she was talking about Jesus Christ, but people who have been up under a lot of oppression, a lot of obstacles, a lot of challenges, their life is the hardest. They are the ones that set up for the biggest come up. But it's all about your perspective on these things. And so now as we read this scripture, Isaiah 57:14, and this is another one that she would talk about, and she would pray, Lord, remove the stumbling blocks out of my way. Now, I was a kid, and I didn't understand what she meant until I began to pursue life to the fullest, pursue business at the biggest. And you'd even have people around you that when they're watching those obstacles and they're seeing those obstacles, they want to heap them up even bigger for you than they are. So we have to be careful of that as well. The obstacles are never bigger than the opportunity, Isaiah 57:14. And one shall say, who's that one? Is it you? And one shall say, keep it up, keep it up, prepare the way, take the stumbling blocks of the way of my people. Now, I am here to let you know that I pray for the stumbling blocks to be removed from the people of God who are trying to pursue things the way he wants us to. Now, remember, all of these promises that are yay and amen and all the things that we're seeking and we're asking God for, we got to make sure that it's aligned with his will, his purpose, and he has no other choice but to deliver. But when it starts talking about opportunities versus the obstacle, many people have never been taught how to recognize the opportunity. So many people have lived beneath their means so long that they think that that's the opportunity. No one has ever shared with us that anytime you have an opportunity to bless other people in a major way, that there's always prosperity connect. And when we begin to understand that, we will get up off that couch every day, go do your 5-5-5, go do whatever it is that it takes, so that now you know that I am in the will of God, especially when I'm doing this with pure heart and clean hands, that I am truly looking after to help his people, and he is going to be faithful to give me the desires of my heart. But no, many of us will look at the obstacle. We're looking at maybe I'm not as successful as I'd like to be right now, or maybe someone is more successful than me, or maybe they're lucky, or maybe if they were in this team, or maybe if they were in this company, or maybe if they were this, all these things that are the obstacles. So you say, have you ever asked God to remove the stumbling blocks out of your way so you can carry on, focus, and keep your eyes on your own prize? I'm going to tell you something that's so important to get into your head before other people try to get into your head. You know, you go in the book of Job and you watch, and I'll tell people sometimes I'm having a Job moment or a Job episode, because to do big things, trust me, the challenges, the obstacles even seem bigger. But just as David took down Goliath just with a little sling and a stone, just a prayer to God with the right words will pull those giants down in your life so you can carry on with kingdom business. Would you like that? Would you like that? I encourage you to go and look in that book of Isaiah and start praying that. Who is the one that's going to say, heap it up? Keep it up. God, move everything out my way so I can go to work. Move everything out my way so I can do your work. But no, if you say move everything out my way so I can be greedy, covetous, try to pull other people down, God can't bless that mess. But what he can do is if you say, you know what, God, I just want what you have for me. Can you clarify that for me? Because I know that your grace is sufficient. I know you've already given me everything I need to do massive things for your kingdom. Turn my focus to that. Give me a hunger and a thirst for what you have for me, and give a distaste, remove the taste out of my mouth for anything that's not for me. Have you tried to pray that? You talking about mountains that'll just move? It's like you'll put water on salt. It just disappears. And all of a sudden, you're able to go to greater heights than you've ever gone before. I just want to warn you. Every level, the obstacle looks bigger. But the obstacle could never be bigger than our omniscient, our all-knowing, omnipotent, all-powerful Alpha and Omega God. Listen, guys, I'm heading into Little Rock, Arkansas here shortly. If you are in that area, or you know some people in that area, you want to definitely send them out so that they can take their lives and their businesses to the next level. I'm no different than you. God is no respecter of person. All I did was say I will not tolerate obstacles to overshadow the opportunity that God has for me. You start thinking like that, you start talking like that, success will not be able to hide from you. Guys, have a God-blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow for Financial Freedom Friday. Get ready to open up and be in the queue live and full effect. God bless you.